This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. And I have a $1.6 trillion question for you. Can Amazon and Microsoft keep their cloud businesses going strong? Should you answer the question correctly, you win nothing. Should Amazon and Microsoft do so, they win $1.6 trillion. Kind of. The world's two most valuable companies have high expectations to meet in the coming earnings season. As usual, the answer is in the cloud somewhere. We'll talk about it after these tech headlines. Alphabet tests a new system to identify airborne drones. Its unit, called Wing, and two other companies say they demonstrated a novel system to identify these drones, potentially paving the way toward expanded commercial uses of unmanned aircraft. The concept is aimed at tracking different types of drones using software apps linked by a common web-based system. By sharing such data, the companies say the location of drones and identity of operators can be captured easily. Airports are looking to drone tech as of late. The capability to identify and track unnamed aircraft has sparked concern recently in the wake of drone sightings that disrupted airline traffic at no less than two major air hubs in the United Kingdom, London's Heathrow and Gatwick airports. The recent test results are expected to provide momentum for proposed package delivery to consumers, not to mention many other drone uses currently stalled by regulatory hurdles. The FAA previously said the rules were designed to keep other aircraft and people on the ground safe. The Journal's CIO blog says that swarm of people running by may have been venture capital investors chasing the next big thing. We learn they are, as of late, spraying money into fields like virtual reality, driverless cars, and even brain implants. Some of the noted startups attracting investment: Magic Leap, much-hyped maker of augmented reality glasses, and Paradromics, which aims to build a cortex-connected device that could control prosthetics or send vision signals to a blind person. Journal's Elliot Brown has more on some key startups attracting investment. And in fast-aging Japan, elder care is a high-tech pursuit. In a country with one of the world's fastest-growing elderly populations, the demand for senior care is driving innovation and spawning several startups. Of the 92 of them seeking to be valued at $1 billion or more, 25 are focused on healthcare, with much of the backing coming not from VC, but large companies. Case in point, looking to grow his business, cardiologist and video game fan Masahiko Hara developed a system for stroke rehabilitation that takes a cue from augmented reality games such as Pokemon Go. The Journal has more on the startup seeking to fill a very specific market, with innovation in Doppler radar, heartbeat monitoring and breathing, and ultrasonic bladder monitors. Coming up, it's been very competitive for big tech companies with big valuations. A look at how sometimes it all comes down to the cloud. Amazon and Microsoft, two very different companies, have proven to have one common growth engine. And if you look up, or in some random warehouse with a bunch of shelves somewhere in the mainland, it is, of course, the cloud, and that business is generating nearly $50 billion a year in revenue between the two companies, and that's actually expected to double by the end of 2020. Here to talk about it all is Heard on the Streets' Dan Gallagher, joining us from San Francisco. Hi, Dan.
How's it going?
Good. So a lot of tech companies, the biggest ones, are having cost issues, bottom line issues. Not the case with these two companies. Like we've all talked about on all these podcasts, it's been tougher for Apple, Google, Facebook. Very different story here. What's been going so right?
Well, I just saw an interesting commonality between these two. They're now the world's most valuable, Amazon and Microsoft. And they're, on the face of it, they're pretty different businesses. Amazon still gets most of its revenue through retail. Microsoft still gets, I think, the bulk of its revenue through what I would call its legacy businesses of Windows and Office software that everybody uses. But they both are also major players. They have actually, respectively, the first and second largest public cloud services, AWS and Azure, in the market. And these have been fueling very strong growth for both companies. The rare thing is that, you know, we've seen already, you know, Apple warned on its earnings because the iPhone's not selling well. Facebook has essentially warned that its costs keep going up and up because they have to spend a lot for all the things they're dealing with. With Amazon and Microsoft, they have maybe some of their own issues. Amazon has a little bit of concern about some overall growth slowdown, but they still have a strong exposure to this really strong growing cloud business that looks like doesn't look like it's going to really have any trouble in the coming year.
You see the cloud isn't going everywhere. I fork over money. I keep running out of cloud space. So it's clearly something that's sticking around and for the long haul, and there's never enough of it. So this whole thing with that power, you know, investors are now placing a lot of high hopes, a lot of large bets on both Amazon and Microsoft. Let's call it cloud betting. How safe are investors feeling about it?
You know, the safety will depend, I think, a lot on, you know, like I said, there's other dynamics going on at both companies that could affect how the stocks sway. I mean, both stocks are down with the rest of tech.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the cloud doesn't make them necessarily immune to that sort of swing. I think the important point to realize is that I've seen some reports already. Analysts have forecasted, you know, the coming year might bring a bit of a slowdown in terms of corporate tech spending, the big companies, what they spend on technology. And the thing I've seen in common in every one of those reports is that investments in cloud spending and cloud services is kind of an exception to that rule. Companies are not going to be not spending money. In fact, they tend to be pushing more activities and needs into the cloud because it's very cost effective. So I think the cloud, as far as corporate tech, is going to be a pretty strong story in 2019, even if some other areas of corporate tech don't look quite as strong.
Mm-hmm. With it being such a reliable source of business, do you expect the rest of big tech, who maybe aren't feeling as secure these days, do we see more investment in that arm of business? Is it already happening?
It'll depend on the companies. Like, I think Google also has a cloud business. It's much smaller than the other two, but it's still doing well. There's not as much read through over to like Apple and Facebook, because they don't really have really corporate cloud.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what we see with Apple with the cloud is essentially for their customers, things like iCloud and some of the storage stuff. So it doesn't have necessarily that strong of a read, and it doesn't mean that these stocks won't necessarily face some concerns. I mean, obviously the issues going on with China and some of the other things that have been pressuring tech are going to continue in 2019. I just think cloud is going to be one of the bright spots that we're going to see.
Yeah, like you said, it gets very complicated out there, but it makes a lot of sense. Dan Gallagher, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
That's it for the Tech News Briefing. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.